Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome back, travelers, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Lavian takes the first step. Ra considers putting his head in a hole. Squash wrestles with philosophy. Sultana offers to teach someone how to punch. After dispelling magical darkness, the team decipher runes and clues to determine the safest door to enter. On the other side, however, a cavern filled with hostile plants appears to be protecting Lyanna as she hovers within a portal. How far has Lyanna been corrupted by Bellum? Who created the door puzzles? And is this the final step in Rao's journey? I guess you're about to find out. Welcome back to The Lucky Die.
What do you want to do? You have, I'm going to say, your move less 1 foot and your action and your bonus. Like, that's what I'm going to rob you from that.
Well, I take a good bit of damage from myself. Do I see all the bad things happening to everyone
else?
Yeah,
you see that, like, as you kind of, like, you know, appear in the area, you see that, like, you know, this basically this big ass wall of like spores and poison just appear under Squash.
That's the question. Do I know it's Island. Poison?
I don't know. I guess that's your kind of choice. You see that it's affected him badly and look like someone has dumped like a load of mold on top of him. You see Lafian off to one side, who's running towards Sultana, and, you know, you see Sultana kind of running at you, but more towards Lyanna Island than anything else.
Lyanna Land.
I'm going to insight...
Lyanna Land, thank you.
...the poison. How do I perceive that it is poison?
I guess a survival or a survival in nature, I guess.
Okay. 19.
Yep, it's a poison.
What kind of action is it to switch my belt?
I want to say a bonus, but I think I'm full of shit. Fuck it. Like, I can't find the answer instantly, so screw it. Let's just say that you can do that this time. It's fine. Otherwise, we'll say it's a bonus action.
I think it's smart to do.
Yeah, I also think with survival, you are in an area surrounded by bioluminescent plants. It's probably a good bet to go that poison is probably like the element of choice in fucking you over.
Yeah, so is acid though. And so I gotta keep myself calm, cool, and collected from here on.
Do you want other things to kill you?
Really have to get my shit together.
I mean, I hadn't planned including like alien style plants that just have acid in their veins. I was just gonna go with the poison type, but
I'm gonna stay away from anything that looks liquidy in here.
Don't forget there is that kind of like low hanging mist over the puddles. But Squash is running through there. It doesn't seem to be harmed by the puddles. Just mostly like the plants.
Shit. Alright, I'm gonna run. use my action and my all the stuff.
Yep.
That I need to run as far as I can. So, yeah. So I get 100 feet forward.
Change 99 feet forward.
Okay. 99 feet forward. And I am...
Pointery.
Change my belt.
Yes. Yeah, we'll allow those things. That's fine. You just arrived. A lot of things are happening. I think it's easy enough to say as you're running, you can put your hand to your belt and twist it. Like, you don't need to stand still to do that. I think that'll be fine. We can do that.
At this point, you're just thinking I need to get to the island because I'm supposed to do something. I don't know what it is, but here we are.
And I need to do it fast. You can see, like, big rock-faced monster just, like, you know, doing its thing, looking towards Squash.
I hope that he just wants a hug and the plants are the danger.
As you're kind of like running towards Liana lands, you feel in your core, your chest, this is where you're meant to be. Just get that sudden intuition like, yes, I'm in the right place. Similar to how the others felt when they were doing their tasks. Trials. Okay. Sultana, you've run 50 feet. I'm going to ignore that one. That's bullshit. All right. Okay. Squash, what do you want to do?
Well, I'm assuming Squash is kind of coughing up a storm as this poison cloud erupts around him. And Squash is going to start dodging out of the cloud. So he's going to move about... let me see.
It kind of just goes up and then just dissipates very quickly. It's a one shot, one line, one round sort of thing. It's not going to hang about.
All right.
The old cloud kill that was dropped on Laffin, that's still there, but the line, not.
Okay, yeah. In front of me, between me and Rockman, the Pillar Man, as I'm choosing to call them, is there a rock large enough to hide behind?
Yeah, there are standing stones, like, all around, and they're, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 feet tall, pretty wide. You could definitely hide around them.
All right. Once I move there, if I moved 105 feet in my last turn, if I move 35 feet towards that rock, will I be within 60 feet of the creature? That's a lot of math, I know.
Let's say yes.
All right. Thank you, V.
You will be almost exactly 60 feet.
Squash is going to move 35 feet forward and drop behind a rock, and I'm going to use my cunning action to bonus action hide.
Yes.
Do you want me to roll?
Yes, please. This thing does have good perception.
Yes. I rolled a 28.
I might be able to beat that. Being that it was watching you, it had turned itself to your presence and had, like, shot the line down, it might not be able to see you per se, but it does know where you are.
All right.
You are not hidden.
I am not hidden. That is quite unfortunate for me. Well, I might as well still try. Since I am poisoned, I have a disadvantage on all my attack rolls. As such, I am going to... default to doing a little bit more utility magic, where the enemy has to make DC saving throws.
Okay.
So I am going to cast Fairy Fire on the enemy.
Okay, damn.
It's a DC 16 saving throw dexterity.
What kind of...
Are those spores flammable?
I don't think so. Maybe?
Would you just like... If someone lights a match in here, are we just done?
Fire is actual magic.
We just live here in, in Bellum now.
No, please.
Did you say a dex save?
Yes, dex save.
It fails, just.
All right.
Real bad roll.
So Squash dodges behind a rock, and instead of the magic that comes from his runes, he's actually channeling the magic from the Eye of Winter. Which is the Fairy Fire. No, wait, I got Counterspell from there. I'm lying. No, he... What? I thought I got Fairy Fire. Okay, sorry.
No, you got Fairy Fire from the Dead Sky Mountain, and you got Counterspell from the Eye of Winter.
Right, right. Where the fuck did I write that? I wrote it somewhere. Okay, well, sorry. Yes.
All right, so the fairy fire basically rushes out from behind the stone, mm-hmm. and you see it hit this standing stone creature, and you see just like a very thin layer of ice appear around it, and then it just begins to glow very, very brightly, so much brighter than all the even the bioluminescence all around it. Super bright. Squash, now that you are super, super, super close to it, can you please roll either a nature or a survival check for me, please?
Yes, please. I will roll a survival. That's a 32. Where was that roll when I was getting hit by it?
Now that you're here by the standing stones and you're kind of like hiding behind one, maybe slightly leaning on it, you realize that these aren't stone per se. They're kind of very, very solid mushrooms.
Okay, I'm assuming I'm taking that knowledge to the grave when this mushroom explodes my next turn.
If only Kaz was here.
I know. Suvi, bless Suvi's cotton socks.
That's the end of my go.
All right, that means fairy fire has been applied. Okay, it is my plant boy's go, and he's going to try and recharge his awful, awful, awful breath.
Oh, dear.
He does.
Damn you. Stop it.
Get some help.
Never.
I was thinking that. Get some help.
If you do too much damage to us, we'll die, though, V.
Uh-huh.
That's the point, buddy. We're in the perfect location to be killed. We're in Sisbella.
The creature is going to squash you, son of a bitch. The creature is going to turn. No, it's already looking at Squash. The creature is going to, and you feel the ground beneath you, like, kind of reacting as this creature kind of makes its way around to where Squash is. You just hit him with fairy fire, dude.
Yep. I was barely within 60 feet of him.
Yep. All right. The creature is basically face to face with you. Had to use all of its moves to get to you. But you kind of hear it lumbering around, and then as you kind of like look up, the creature is as tall as the stone next to you, and is its blank expression. There is no eyes, there's no mouth, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. It just tips its head down in your direction. It used everything to get to you.
Oh boy.
And that's its regular goes over. Sultana, what do you want to do?
I'm going to dash again, because that's all I can do right now.
So that gets you 100. What other movement items do you have on you? Do you still have the feather on you?
Yeah, I do.
Don't you also have Misty Step? You could do that. I think.
Don't have Misty Step.
Oh, I thought. Oh no, that was a long time ago.
Did.
That was when you were.
Oh,
that was when I was a completely different character in a completely different game.
No, you had Misty Step as a Vengeance Paladin.
You used it to kill a slaver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, I did, but I don't anymore because I'm not that thing. Can I use the guy? It just gives me flight. It's not like it makes me faster.
Did it just give you flight, or does it a flight of 30 feet? Not you. I mean, healing may not be flying may not be useful, but
it just says feather if broken, 24 hours of flight if not broken, just get wings once daily.
Okay, yeah, then I don't think we increased your movement speed for that.
So I'm just gonna dash.
Super dash. Do you have anything like, I was trying to think of the stuff that we use to help Raoul go like super fast, like a goddamn Sonic. Do you have anything like haste?
Oh, yeah, I do actually have haste. Okay, yeah, I'm going to cast haste on myself, and then I'm going to move. I won't be able to dash because it's an action, so.
But it will probably definitely help you to get much closer.
Yeah, I will cast haste on myself, and makes me move 50 feet anyway, and then when I dash, I'll be able to move 100 feet, and then I'll be done in my next turn.
All right, I'm assuming you're heading towards squashing the creature? Are you heading towards Liana? Are you heading towards Lathian? Just want to make sure that everybody is
towards the creature.
Mentally for me.
Towards the creature.
Okay. All right. Makes you 100 feet. Okay, let's say you're 60 feet out from him. Because everyone's moving at angles, so, and I won't do trigonometry this late at night. So you're roughly 60 feet out from him now. Okay, dokie. Lathian, would you like to do, bud? Hi.
Perish. No, don't actually do that. How far was Rock Monster now?
Rock Monster is 200 feet from you.
Fuck!
Yeah, it starts
it moves 60 feet.
Me.
You move 60 feet. Like,
I don't even move 60 feet anymore because I was so damn scared of getting my ass beat.
I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to make it run away from you.
No, it's fine. I'll just... 200 feet. Okay, so I'm going to spend 4 psi points to use my step of a dozen paces. Basically, as long as I haven't moved, I can teleport 20 feet per psi point. So I teleport 80 feet towards the rock monster.
Okay.
And then as my action, I'm going to hit it with a mind thrust. Concussive blast of psychic energy. And also, I haven't used one of those in a while, so why not?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a rock monster. How smart is it, really?
It
didn't target me, so obviously not that smart. No. I'm going to get my ass beat for that one. It needs to make a DC 19 intelligence save.
Ooh. You say intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It fails.
It takes 26 psychic damage.
Okay.
As a concussive
what does that look like
boom
on a giant
of psychic
mushroom
energy.
Monster.
Wait, is it a mushroom monster or a rock monster?
It's
both.
It's a very hard mushroom.
Oh. Oh God, I wish Kaz was here. Damn it, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
No, Kaz would just change sides and join the mushroom people. Don't wish this upon.
No. The mushroom people would join our side.
What if they were non-negotiable?
I speak for the mushrooms,
so,
and they say fuck off.
So how does this psychic energy, what does that look like in the creature?
It looks like a booming force, like a rippling through the air that kind of gives that kind of concussive. Like it looks like an impact in the head, but you don't see like anything actually hitting it.
Oh. Like if you flick a really big marshmallow, kind of gets a slight wobble.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
It's like a little wobble.
It does the mushroom wiggle thing where it's like a wing, a wing, a wing, a wing, a wing.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I know this is an audio feature, but or forum, but you know.
This is exactly how all attacks on the mushroom are now going to be played out.
It's just a wing, a wing, a wing.
Just slightly wobbling. Okay then. I'm assuming that's all of your actions. All right. Ral, what do you want to do, bud?
I'm going to run another
100
feet. That's my plan.
I'm going to say that you can be in range. As you kind of like run towards where you saw this kind of like giant stone looking creature like shambling over to where you know Squash is, since you'd be able to see him fairly easily. You're kind of like behind Squash as you arrive in this little area and you see this other giant standing stone. Now you're much closer to it. It doesn't look exactly like stone, especially the way that its kind of head area just wobbled. That's not how stone reacts. You're kind of just like right there. You're close enough to be able to be melee, kind of.
And I've seen it attack us, yeah? That's what it's doing?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay. You absolutely saw it, like, you know, ping the things at Squash. Yeah, 100%.
I use my bonus action to cast Divine Flavor this time.
Okay.
It's something that goes good with mushrooms.
Salt? No, I feel like for an ice cream flavor, because this has to be ice cream flavors, right? That's the rule, yeah?
No.
No. It's been licorice before.
Bonus points, but...
It's been ambrosia custard.
Oh, in that case, why not make it a mushroom gratin?
What is gratin?
How do I explain it? It's like a
cheesy thing, right?
Yes, it's kind of a cheesy... Not really like a soup. It's more like a, like almost like mashed potatoes in a sense. It has that kind of like consistency to it. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Basically, yeah. I'm going to punch it.
hit it with cheese. That's the taste it will taste. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Your divine flavor goes off. You taste cheese. It will taste cheese if it is capable of tasting. And you can do a punch. Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I used my action to get here, yeah? Because I moved 100 feet.
Yes, you would have, because you used 100 feet, yeah.
Yep, I'm good.
All right. In that case, yeah, you're just there. You're there, everything tastes like cheese, squash, you're not sure if it's the weird mold that has landed on you, or maybe Raoul is doing something with, is it brie that's usually mold tasting? I don't know.
Blue cheese.
Okay, blue cheese.
I hate this.
Speaking of squash, it's now your go.
No, Parmesan.
Well, V, you've put me in an awkward situation here. My assumption is that this guy does not have the feet. I don't remember the name of the feet, but it basically overrides disengage.
Does he have feet?
Sentinel.
He's a mushroom.
Sentinel. Yeah, I want to know. It's like Sentinel or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just gonna.
You would just have to suck it and see.
Yeah, I'm gonna assume he does not have Sentinel. And I'm going to use my action to disengage, my movement to move towards Sultana.
Yes.
You're going to have to deal with the trigonometry there. And I want to use my bonus action to hide because this thing's going to fuck me up if it catches me.
Yes, you can do all those things. It does not have Sentinel. It will not just hit you.
Oh,
Yeah.
You managed to make it 30 feet closer to Sultana.
All right.
So you're 30 feet away from it. You can definitely get to the point where you're behind another standing stone. Mm. You can hide amongst the plants. You can just, like, you know, scoot down a little. Like, you can find a way to hide. Like, I'm going to say the undergrowth of bioluminescent plants is quite strong. So you can definitely get yourself hidden.
All right. 26 stealth if you want to roll against that.
All right. I do, because there is always a chance.
Yep.
Because my good boy does have some good stats.
I am not mad that there are things out there that have good perception.
It's like I've had to hunt them down specifically just to fuck with you. It does not see you, so I'm switching back to Tien's dice.
No!
We all pray to Tien's dice, for it is the dice of the story and does not work on my or your behalf.
Dice of the story. It's a good one.
Yes, story dice. It is not favoured one way or the other. You managed to hide. You have disengaged effectively.
Now I know who to blame when I die.
the mushroom monster?
And the dice.
Hi, Squash! GTFO. Where did he go? Okay, it is now Plant Boy's go. Seeing that his former prey has kind of just disappeared, he kind of like tried to turn to catch and watch where Squash was going, but just was not quick enough. It will attack the only thing within range, and that's unfortunately is Raoul.
Now, hear me out. You want a hug? You know, we don't have to fight.
This thing kind of like leans forwards, and you see it's kind of like the head section. It doesn't have a mouth. It has none. It's just a featureless square, basically. Kind of like its head like leans down to where you are, and you see like a big split appear, and it just basically tries to like envelop your head.
No.
Or an 18 versus your armor class.
There's no way that hits.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. 28 versus your armor class. Woof!
I'm sorry. Did you read plus two and then you went like, wait, no, that's a 12?
No, it says plus something to hit and I had 15 on my dice. So I'm like, yeah, that's like 18. Wait, no, it's not. I'm sorry. I'm assuming 28 hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Okay, cool.
Just nice, the disappointment, nice. V.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. I honestly did not mean to fuck that up.
Huge jump. What the fuck? You were so far off, and then you were so far over. I don't get it.
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ.
I can't tell
you could have raised it a few characters,
is.
And I still would have been okay, but like, what the fuck?
I missed just one of the numbers. And I only added one of the numbers out of the two. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, you take 9 piercing damage plus 9 poison damage. But your poison damage is halved because of your belts, so you take 4 poison damage. I would also like you to make a con saving throw, please.
I recommend making it.
Yeah. 27.
You make it.
Whew. Good choice. Good choice. New.
Yeah. Just barely, though, right? I'm sure.
No, he crushed it. Yep, that's it. All right, so that was its first smack.
Ouch.
You see it's kind of like 2 like really big arms like lift up. They're kind of like, it's all square shaped, okay? It's like a Minecraft man. Like, it's just all square shaped. Lift
Steve?
Its arms up and they both just go to like smack either side of your shoulders.
No.
For its 2 claw attacks. So attack number 1.
Are we fighting Hero Brain?
I'm not telling you what we're fighting. It's 28 versus your armor class.
Yes. He's trying to squish me, y'all.
And the second one is 19 versus your armor class.
And he's so fast. No, that one doesn't. But if you
okay,
raise it to
one.
29, it will.
Okay, I'm not going to. I'm genuinely sorry about that, okay? I have many excuses, but that's just me being dumb on math. I'm sorry. Okay, you take 8 bludgeoning damage. And you take 5 poison damage, so that will be 2 poison damage. And that is its go.
This is not looking good.
No.
You're fine.
I'm not fine.
Sultana, you are 60 feet out. What would you like to do?
I'm gonna run the 50 feet that I have.
Yep.
And then I don't have hand axes to throw.
There's still lots in Dachin's ego.
Fuck that guy.
If you're looking for like an attack,
I already know what I'm gonna do.
Okay,
I'm gonna cast banishment on the monster.
Oh god.
Okay, give it a shot. Let's see what happens.
Your head's in the right place.
Banish it to some place that's really bad for mushrooms.
I'm gonna banish it to an incredibly dry place because fungi need moisture.
Moisture.
All right.
Give me a charisma saving throw, mushroom. Words I never thought I'd say.
How charismatic are mushrooms?
Okay, what... No, I'm not going to ask that question. There's my top sheet. Okay, you say charisma saving. I say... 18?
18 versus my charisma? Let me see.
No, your spell save DC.
Oh, yeah, fuck you.
My mushroom monster stays?
Yeah, your mushroom monster stays. Fuck you.
Yes, thank you. Yay. Mushy's having none of your shit. Mushy is just gonna hang around in this plane of existence for a while. So that basically makes you 10 feet out from the guy. Okay, so that was your move and an action. Anything you can do with your bonus?
Nope.
Do you have any vengeance vows?
Oh, I vow vengeance on the mushroom.
God, good. Excellent. All right, good. Okay. Okie dokie then. Laffian, it's your go.
Hi.
Hi, what do you want to do, bud?
So he hasn't actually moved, right? Like, he's still in the same range for me?
Yeah, he's basically now face-to-face with Raoul, so unless I pull some bullshit with teleportation, he's there.
Teleporting mushroom, got it. Okay. Yeah, in that case, then, I see no reason not to just keep poking at it for now.
Okay.
And it seems kind of stupid, so mind thrust again. Oh, that was shit. That was shit.
Aww.
That was poopy numbers. Oh, wait a minute. What level are we? 16?
I just tell you to level up when I think it's appropriate. At some point, someone will say, hey, we're at 22. I'm like, all right, whatever.
I wish, V.
It failed.
Cool. So it takes, I'm actually double checking right now. Oh, no, it's 17. It goes up. Fuck, V, we need to level up.
Nah, you're good.
No, we need to level up. It takes 15 psychic damage.
Okay. Raoul, straight in front of it, you see the mushroom do the weird wobbly thing again.
Wink, wink, wink.
Again, Rock should not be doing this.
Wink, wink, wink.
Okay. Is that all you're going to do? Are you going to move closer?
No. I don't want it bopping my head in.
Wise choice.
Well, if you need anything, just come to me.
Oh.
Right here.
Owie.
I'm not looking good.
Raoul, what would you like to do?
Not die.
Okay, good choice. How are you going to do that?
Kill it.
First, I think I need to do... Yeah, I need to do the knuckle dusters, huh?
Probably a wise. Fairy fire is currently on it, so I believe that you'll still get advantage.
Oh, okay, so...
I don't remember if Dam does extra damage. I don't remember.
It does a D8, but at that point, it's not incredibly worth it, so I can hold off on it.
At least until Squash's, you know, Fairy Fire falls off.
Yeah. I'm going to swing 3 times. 2. And then bonus action. And see what we get. 26 to hit.
Yes.
13 damage.
As you kind of like punch forward with your knuckle dusters on, you just it's like hitting a really solid marshmallow that's been like outside in the sun a little bit too long, so it's kind of slightly firm in places. Yeah, it feels super weird.
Okay.
So that's 13 damage for the first.
Yes. It feels like it takes that damage, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just making sure. 17 to hit. For the second one.
That is a failure.
Damn it. 18 to hit on the next one.
That hits. Yeah.
15 damage on that one.
Okay.
And that's the 3. I'm gonna hold on to my key points because I might need them.
Again, a wise choice. You had Divine Flavor, so shouldn't you be doing some extra damage?
Oh, you're right. It's a d4 per, right? So that's 2d4s.
Yeah, so it's 2d4.
6 extra damage.
Ooh. Okie dokie. The beautiful scent of various types of cheddar and red Leicester, that's really the only cheeses I know. You know, you get that beautiful feel in the air with Divine Flavor. Squash. What do you want to do, bud?
I want to not die. Sorry, is that joke was already used.
Good plan.
Squash is gonna poke his head around the rock mushroom things that he's hiding behind.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just gonna take a shot.
Okay.
Of what?
Vodka,
tequila.
A shot of hand crossbow.
Is that like a mix? No.
I am poisoned, so I roll with disadvantage, but hidden
it's
plus
on fairy
fire.
Fire. Yeah.
So it's just a normal strike roll. There we go. That's a 27 to hit.
That hits.
36 piercing damage.
Oh, yeah. You see your crossbow bolt just smack it and kind of, like, go inside, and you just see, like, you know, a break in the skin of this thing.
And it takes 2 frost damage.
Yes. Yes, it does. I'm sorry.
And I am going to... I think this is probably the most important fight for this day. So I'm going to use the hand crossbow's main... its function, which gives me a second action, and I am going to sneak attack that fucker again.
Okay, go right ahead.
Oh, 70 to hit. And this is...
Sorry, bud.
Bonus action height?
Yes, please roll.
26.
You make it.
All right.
You are hidden.
That's the end of my turn.
Okay. It is now its go. No, it hasn't really acknowledged Sultana's presence yet.
That's a mistake.
That's a choice, Mushroom Man. That's a choice. It is going to... No, I'm going to keep it doing the same thing. It seemed to work out kind of okay last time. Its giant head is just going to reach down and try and, like, take a chunk out of our dear Rao's head. For 31 versus your armor class. Gonna go with a yes on that one. For 19 bludgeoning damage. I'm just... So I've adapted a creature, so I have to make sure that the flavor text and the damage types are fair.
What do you mean you've adapted a creature? I don't like any of this.
I've just reskinned it and removed some abilities because some of its natural abilities would have destroyed most of you already. Like getting rid of your resistances to poison. So I'm not doing that. Plus 11 poison damage. So with your resistance, that would be 5 poison damage. I also need you to make a constitution saving throw, please. As you feel it's like big mushy head, like try and close down on one of your horns.
20.
I'm going to say, Sultana, you have an aura range of 10. And since you're 10 feet out from the creature, I'm going to say you're just in range to give your bonus to Rel. So that makes your 20 into a 24, I believe. And you're just about safe.
Oh, my goodness.
And then it's going to do the thing where it just like tries to clap your head with both of its big ass arms. That's a 28 and a 28.
Yeah.
It's kind of like two big arm looking dudes. They kind of like smack either side of your head and they do 26 bludgeoning damage.
How you doing?
My thing triggered, so I'm using key points every hit now.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And you're now taking 10 poison damage, so that's across both hits that just happened. I just added them together.
So that's 2 key point hits?
Yes.
All right.
Ow.
Yep, I should be dead. I came in here with, like, 55 hit points. I had an acid attack this morning.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
And then other stuff happened.
We need to get Ralston's intact.
A bunch of stuff happened. Yeah, I'm super glad that you passed your con save just now then. Cool. All right. Don't want to be a dick. No, I can wait being a dick until the next round. Sultana, you're 10 feet away from giant mush monster.
Get it.
I'm moving forward, and I am hitting that motherfucker with my sword.
Fantastic.
You have advantage.
I wonder how delicious mushroom monster soul is. So the first one is 31 to hit.
So you're finally giving calamals some vegetables.
He's sitting there in my hand like, oh, Zoltana, I do not like the vegetables. I can't.
No,
I
don't. Just a carnivore.
Please.
What is this shit?
Please don't let him hear my impression of him, because
why did you make Cal French? I need to know. Why is Cal French in your mind?
I can't do it. I can never do my, okay, I can do like any derivative of a British accent, basically. Like, I can call that to mind and I can do it pretty immediately. You know, anything that's a derivative of a UK accent, right? But anywhere else in Europe, I will try and I will get the wrong country every fucking time. Every
if you
time.
If you want to attempt imitating him, he is Swedish.
Yeah, that doesn't help, because I'll try. I'll go for Swedish and I'll somehow get like fucking Russian
lost
or
in
something.
Scotland again.
Right, mate? You what? You what, mate?
End up in Australia.
I don't know how that happened either. I'm going to stop pretending that I'm going to stop doing accents. I can do them on my good days, but apparently today is not a good day.
I love your accents. Yeah, so you are now within range of this thing. tell me about your hits. What did you do?
So the first one was for... I have advantage, so those were both just the first ones. So yep. 31 for the first.
Yeah, we'll just take
to hit.
That one definitely hits.
16 for the second one.
Or 18 for the second one.
18 for the second
one. In that case, the 18 one hits. You can just do two attacks, right?
Yeah. So
okay, all right, okay.
That's and I'm obviously gonna smitey smite those boys.
Okie dokie.
Just some regular
you're
smitey
smite. Ruin me with maths at this time in the morning. That's I thought we were friends.
We are, and that's all right. Why I'm gonna do the math, and you can just sit back and chill.
It's all right. I've got it. I'm doodling down as we speak. All right, so across your two hits, like your sword goes deeply into it. You kind of, I would say you're at the back of it, but it doesn't have a face, so you don't really, like, it could just, you know. And you slash two great gouges into it for 41 total damage across
Wait,
both of those.
You haven't, you, hold on, I'm smiting.
Yep, I was waiting to add your smites on top.
Please, smite this
what
fucker.
What level smites are you going for?
A two and a three, so hold on.
Cool.
21 extra for one, and...
Whew.
I'm just doing math. 19 for the second one. I couldn't remember. I was trying to do math for, like, the smite, like, how many dice yep. to roll for the smite.
You, like, fuck this thing up real hard. It looks like y'all are starting to finally chop this mushroom into slices. It looks pretty peaky. Yeah. Cool. Gross. Love it. Cool. Is that your go done?
Does it look to be in spore health?
Well, I guess that's the episode name.
I did it.
We did it. It looks pretty rough. Laffian.
Hi.
Hi, what do you want to do, bud?
I'm
annoyed how clever that joke was.
So this looks pretty strong, yeah, like pretty ripped for a mushroom.
Yeah, it has a couple of like really deep gouges in its like what you presume is its back.
Oh, so it looks cut. It's chiseled.
Oh, God,
yes.
Where are you going okay. with this?
No, I'm not trying to make a pun out of this, actually. I was just curious because I have another thing, but it's a strength saving throw, but like this looks like it's probably pretty good at those.
Yeah, it might be a mushroom, but it's still a
swole shroom.
Yeah.
Is that what you called it? Do your notes just say swole shroom?
No, my name has a far worse name. It's just called Mushman.
Oh, okay. You can take that
it's
name
not
if
cool
you want.
Or clever. It's in my notes as Mushman. I just doodled all over this character sheet and just adapted, added stuff and taken shit away because some of this shit is stupid.
See, the problem is I've acknowledged the fact that it's very stupid.
Yeah, I really wish the mush would mellow, actually.
Got him. Oh, wait a minute. I have, oh, fuck, which one is it? This one. Don't worry, Raul, I'm gonna help you. So, I'm actually gonna use an ability that I think I've only ever used once on this show. I'm gonna use something called Ego Whip.
Okay.
I will link it in the chat there. Basically, it needs to make a DC 19 intelligence save, and on a fail, it takes some psychic damage, and it's filled with self-doubt, making it only able to use its action on its next turn to take the dodge, disengage, or hide action. And if it succeeds, it takes half damage, and none of the other stuff happens.
All right, I'll give it a shot.
Please.
It rolled a 19.
Fuck. Oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait.
What?
I reject. I use...
You reject my reality and substitute your own.
Yes, I reject your saving throw and substitute a different one by using my focus overload thing that I can't find on my character sheet, but I know it's a thing.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this.
Yes, basically I lose my psionic focus.
Okay.
Until I take a long rest, but it gives it disadvantage.
No, we can't teleport away.
No, that's not how the that's not what the focus is.
Okay, it got a 7. I'm sorry, Arch. It's going to use its legendary resistance.
Not if I use my legendary override. No, I don't have that. I wish it did.
That's a level 25 ability, yo. You're like, yeah. Legendary override.
All right, well, I tried.
I think there are some systems. I think like not masks. City of Mist, you'd be able to like do like let go or grip loss or something like that, and you'd be able to do something like that ridiculous. But alas, this is the system we're in.
5e technically has above level 20, but it's a whole.
That's a whole shebang. I can't. I'm not even excited about getting to level 20 with y'all. I am not looking forward to that.
I'm just going to use my bonus action for mystical recovery. It just gives me back 3 HP. But,
Totally fine.
That's it. It does still take half damage, though.
Okay.
So it takes 10 psychic.
10 psychic damage.
So, all right, something. All right. Sorry, Raul.
That's good.
I tried.
That's good. That's a cool. Okay. You're 140 feet out.
Me, I'm 120.
Okay.
I would have had to get closer. Oh, I get to.
You would have to have moved 60. You would have to move 80 feet to use Ego Whip.
Okay, then I will use the side points for the teleportation. I apologize. That was
no worries.
Bad math in my head.
So you want to be 60 feet away?
I would have to have been, yeah.
All right. No worries.
And I would have taken 4 side points of extra teleporting.
I also need to remember that Squash has got rot.
No. You can completely forget about that.
Yeah, I don't know why you're needing to remember things and suddenly make sure you know all of our exact locations and draw a new map. This is a little bit scary, V. I'm not going to lie to you.
Dachin shows up.
You should be scared.
Sup, fuckers?
You should be worried. It's an asshole and has some shitty abilities it recharged. Okay, so that was Laffian's go. It is now Raul's go. What do you want to do?
Oh, no.
It still has fairy fire. Just punch the shit out of it. End its miserable existence.
Quickly!
Yeah, I guess. All right. Ripe really needs to find safety. But okay.
You got this. I believe in you.
Natural 20.
Nice.
Damn!
15 plus 7 plus 2 fire. So 24, 2 of it being fire.
Okay.
26. For
that hits?
15 damage.
You're exhausted. Level one doesn't attack. Doesn't affect attacks. Okay. Yep.
And the third one's 24 for 11 damage.
It is still up.
Okay. I'm gonna still have
punch
to...
after punch lands.
Yeah, I still really need to hold on to my key points, so that's gonna be it.
Okay. Squash. What do you wanna do?
I know. Squash is gonna move a bit further away from the mushroom guy.
Uh-huh.
And try to not be in a line between, like, basically I saw the explosion thing it did, which was a giant straight line, right?
Yep, it's about 10 feet wide, 120 foot long.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to make sure that I don't make an easy to do line with somebody else.
Okay.
Now I know you can always draw a straight line between two points, but I'm trying to at least not make it an easy three.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Like, it sounds like the fucking monster's gonna snort us in a second here. It's gonna do a line of us.
So yeah, I'm gonna move back, let's say like 25 feet or something like that.
Yep.
And then I am going to pop it with my crossbow. Because I don't have any other spells that I think would be useful at this moment. And I rolled a... Oh, come on, a 16?
What? That's a fail.
What is this?
That's a lot of damage.
Yes, and I missed out on all of it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Shit.
Oh, my God. That's so upsetting. What are these rolls?
I'm sorry.
I'm not kidding. Since I got into this battle, I've rolled like one roll over 10. It's been very upsetting.
Don't you have the whatchamahooset that makes it so you can't fuck that up?
No, that's only for abilities.
Weighted dice?
Oh.
I wish, buddy. I wish.
Weighted, yeah, not in your favor, clearly.
Bonus action, stealth at the end of my turn.
Go ahead.
I rolled that one, but luckily I can't. I have luck, so I re-roll automatically, which turns it into a 10. So I got a 26. This fucking thing.
It got a 21, so you managed to hide.
Thank God. Thank God.
It's now its go. It has just been severely slashed to pieces by Zoltana. It takes a few steps to the side, so it's still in melee range of both Raoul and Zoltana. And yeah, it's going to release its kind of 120 foot long range, which should hit Zoltana and should hit Laffian.
Oh.
Because it doesn't know where Squash is. Sorry. I need the both of you to please make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, good. Yay.
20.
That's
a fail.
19.
That is also a fail. All right. The spores get very thick and heavy in the air, and it feels like, yeah, exactly the same thing that happened to Squash. Like, you've been covered in a fine layer of mold. All right.
I don't like this. This is bad.
You both take 51 poison damage. Zoltana, you take half because you're a dwarf.
I take half because I'm a spooky...
So you both take 25 poison damage.
No. Okay.
I need you to now both make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, fuck.
I recommend making it.
Boy!
Yeah, I look over at Squash covered in rot, like...
Oh, Casey, I think dwarves get advantage on poison saving throws or saving throws against poison or something stupid.
That's
like
true,
that.
I do. I'm a dwarf. And I have inspiration. I'm going to reroll again.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm going to use my last luck point.
There we go. That's more like it. 23.
Well, those are Those are some rough.
23 just saves.
Oh, what just saved?
23.
Zoltana just saved.
Wait, I got a 23 as well. Does that mean I did it?
You just save also.
Oh my god. Okay.
I highly approve.
I had to use my luck point for
saving
that.
And not getting the rot.
That sounds like an STD. I don't like this.
Well,
it's down here as something rot. I don't want to use the something's name because that's not actually what it is anymore. All right. Well, cool. I fucked up something somewhere. What's going on? Okie dokie then. Roll to recharge. Recharged. All right, Zoltana. It's now your go.
We gonna swing again.
Okie dokie.
Come on, add this fucker's career.
So it's a 28 and a 25.
They should be advantaged because I believe Squash is very far still on.
Yep. Right. So it's a 28 and a 28.
They both hit, surprisingly. Yeah, they're both gonna whack it a bit. Let's do the damage on the first one. 23 on the first. I have to write that down. I'm going to forget immediately. And the second is another 23. I'm assuming there's at least one set of smite in here.
Plus 25 for the smite.
How do you want to destroy this one?
Cleave it in twain.
Sword goes basically like, you know, that kind of like slight jump upwards. It's like the ginormous like smiting power of Zoltana hits it in the top and just cleaves it straight down the middle. And as it kind of parts and fall apart, you just see all of its mushroomy goodness. It's been charred in places from the various psychic attacks, the various punches. It has a strong aroma of like cheddar and brie. It's super dead. It's super dead. What do y'all want to do now?
That depends, V. Are we out of initiative, V?
Well, until you piss off the next thing, yeah.
Have we pissed off the next thing?
Not right this second.
Squash is gonna like poke his head around the rock that he's hiding behind and just go like, the rest of the pillars are some kind of mushroom growths, so we need to be careful. Laffian, what happened? Like, did that thing just attack you when you teleported in here?
I teleported in here, and then I was here, and then there were glowing things on the walls, and then it released a gas at my face.
Okay, so you did nothing to start this.
No, I just tried to make myself as small and unappealing as possible so that they would not bother me, which is exactly what happened.
Okay. Zoltana...
Squash, can you make a survival check for me, please?
Oh, that's a natural 20. So 34.
Damn.
All right. Filling you in on the rest of your curse.
No!
Can't
you just say... Can't you just say something nice?
Yes, but it will be in Icelandic. You know exactly what I'd say, so I'm not going to repeat it.
Is that all? Is that all?
Yeah, it's all.
Okay, the cursed target is poison and can't regain hit points. Its hit point maximum is decreased by, I believe I gave you 30.
Mm-hmm. I wrote that.
For every 24 hours that elapse... Vermin will attack you on sight, i.e. anything like a rat, in this case, undead rat, demonic small rat, anything I would consider a vermin. If the curse reduces the target's hit point maximum to zero, the target dies and immediately transforms into, in this case, a bunch of mushrooms. The curse lasts until removed by the curse... The curse lasts until removed by the remove curse spell or comparable magic.
All right. So, Squash in the middle of a sentence going,
"Don't look at me,
okay,
I
Zoltana,
can't do that."
You need to, and then he just like kind of like puts his hand over his chest, and he just feels like the the growth and garb, it's in him, and he's just like, oh. Oh, this is not good. Okay, no. Sultana, please heal Raoul before anything else awful happens.
Okay. I'm gonna go do some Raoul heals. I'm gonna Raoul heal for... How bad are you?
I think he's at one hit point.
Raoul is the best. The baddest. Raoul's bad to the bone. Oh, God.
35.
Don't you have lay on
35.
Hands?
35.
Yeah, I have lay on hands, and I just used half of it on Raoul.
Okay. Sorry. The way you said 35 made it sound like you rolled.
No. I 35 lay on hands.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Ouch.
Squash is gonna grab his backpack and he's gonna start like leafing through the. I think Magic for Dummies would make the most sense.
I think it's the only real magic book you have, so yeah.
And he's comparing some notes to things that he's thinking, and like he's opening pages that are highlighted, and he's just like, oh no. Oh no.
Are you turning into a mushroom?
I'm
yeah.
Quiet thoughts. intrusive thoughts in my head. I am Uh-oh. Pretty sure I have been I think the colloquial term is cursed. What would I know what this thing was? Like, does it fit like an archetype of like guardians or something like that? I'm basically just thinking how Squash would know what this curse is.
Yeah. I mean, obviously this is kind of demonic and a little bit outside of your specific range of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is kind of typical of like plant-based creatures. Mm-hmm. Is to affect your body in such a way with various poisons that even if they don't win the fight, they'll eventually win. Like, they may die, but so will you. Yeah. That's very typical of like some plant-based shite.
Yeah. I think the colloquial term is just cursed. A lot of these animated plants often have abilities like this. I've basically been seeded by this creature, and I cannot be. I have been basically locked in place. I can only go down from here unless I can have this fixed. I cannot be healed in any way until we can get this thing off me. This is not good. Okay. Well. Hopefully, somebody will be able to help us at the vortex. A scroll of I think the spell is just called Dispel Curse. I should be able to like use that, even if nobody can do it for us. Like, I should be able to fix this. Okay, enough about me. We're here for a purpose. Liana's over there. Portal. More important things.
Okay. Just carefully, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Tread carefully. Are all four of you making your way towards where Liana is? Or some of you just kind of sitting outside the standing circles? The standing stones? Some of you hanging out in the puddles? Just get a rough idea where all of you are.
I think Squash is gonna stay back a little bit. I've gotta phrase it like this. Squash is feeling his mortality really hard right now. There is no bouncing back from small bruises right now.
Okay, gotcha. Probably, I'm guessing, like, either the safest place would be kind of like one of the standing stone mushroom guys that are kind of close to Liana, so that you can still hear, you can still shout across, but you're a little distance out from the others.
Agreed.
It won't save you in a 120 foot line, but yeah.
Okay.
Raoul, Sultana, and Lafian?
I'm staying a little ways as well.
Okay. Within the circle or outside?
Outside. I have boo-boos. Okay. No touch. Don't touch me.
I'm gonna Sultana. Wander over towards Laffian and maybe give him some heals too.
You can heal yourself if you need. I'm just strategically hanging back.
Yeah, I'll lay on hands myself for 20.
Okay. Ral?
I am slowly inching my way towards Liana.
Okay. Can you and anyone who's looking roughly in Ral's direction please make a perception check?
Sure. About what I expected.
Out now, I'm rolling 18 and 19s. that's a 32 on a perception.
Okay. Raul, what did you get?
A 9.
Oh, you just see Liana with all the kind of vines wrapped around her, pulsating in strange orange colors. Laffin, what did you get?
I got a 14.
You don't notice much beyond that either.
I have boo-boos. So
you have boo-boos. Okay. Sultana, are you engaging in a spot of perception?
Sure will. Thank you for asking me. I'm not very perceptive, though, so that's a natural one.
Oh! Wow! I guess you're preoccupied determining whether you're healing Laffian or yourself. All right. On a 32, Scorch, as you're kind of like contemplating your immortality and all the other jazz that goes along with it, and you're looking around at where Raoul is making his way closer to Liana, you notice that within the standing circle, within the stones, you notice that the vines that are anchoring Liana in place, suspending her above the ground in the very center of this portal, you notice that occasionally you spot that there's a really bright purple, I'm going to call it a lump, in the vines, in the bioluminance. You just suddenly see like flashes of purple and a flash of blue, and they seem to be, from what you guess on your 32, as Rao kind of steps in and makes his way closer, you notice that these random bumps that have been going off in these vines that are holding Liana, they seem to start out erratic, and then as Rao steps in, they seem to be in the vines closest to him. I can't really give you much more than that, even if you're in a 32, because that's just a perception thing. This is what you see.
I'm genuinely going to ask. I'm putting this to the audience, not the audience, the
collective,
the gallery of people in this room. Are any
don't
of you?
Don't do that. I was so glad I didn't see that to have to make a decision based on it. I have no idea what the fuck it is. I don't know.
Art's like, did this make any sense to you?
Say one more time.
Do you have any deductive reasoning from the purple and the blue lights that are now synchronizing in vines around Raoul? Nope. All right. Squash is just gonna call out to Raoul, like, be careful. The vines seem to be reacting to you. Just approach slowly.
Okay. Raoul, with a shaky hand, catches his breath and turns his belt back to acid.
Click.
And then
the click is almost audible, even above Liana's like unhappy moans.
And then he stops and looks for the things and kind of watches for them as he stands.
As you're actually actively looking for them, you can see these kind of like bright purple and bright blue lights in the bioluminance. You notice that as you take a few steps closer to Liana and that kind of general area, even though you're being slow and careful and trying not to piss anything off, you notice that these lumps return from flashing to solid, and they seem to be slowly making their way back along the vines and into the ground and sort of heading in your direction.
Ross stops and calls out for Liana. Liana? Ross, nervously.
Ralshak.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you need help? What do I do?
She kind of like tips her head forwards, and you see that the horns now, her heads are tipped forward. They kind of point up very sharply. You can almost see them glinting at the very end.
Yes. You could take my place instead. You can hold this portal open. Portal closed. Can you help?
But I'm not dead. Could I still do that?
Yes.
And I have things that I need to do quickly. I don't know what we're doing here, Liana.
You're here for your spirit, aren't you? That's what she told me. She said you would need things. And I said I would need something to replace me in my mission.
Who is she?
She, a pillar. Pillar of fight and determination.
What do I need to do? Will I be able to leave after helping you? Will I be able to finish what I'm doing?
Perhaps. Maybe. Maybe this is all just some clever ruse. Payback for Aima. Or maybe, just maybe, it will help you.
I didn't know. And I know there's nothing that I can do to make that change. And I'm sorry that what happened happened. I know if Aima were alive, if she knew they were going to kill you, she would have helped escape you out of prison. But I'm sorry that you died for me, and I didn't know it, and you didn't know it. I'm sorry that Aima did that to you.
Can you make a persuasion roll for me, please?
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 20, how sorry are you?
He's genuinely sorry. He's genuinely sorry. It sucks. I mean, he didn't know about it. There's nothing he could have done. All right. Should I use an inspiration on this?
This feels like an important role, but there may be more important roles coming up. I don't know.
It does, because I don't want her to have actual, like...
malice?
Yeah, I want it to be good. I want her to, like, feel like I'm being genuine, because he is. All right, I'll do it, inspiration, because I do want to play fair and use them before I roll from time to time. So I will do that.
I also appreciate that.
Persuasion. With advantage. Oh, shit. No, that just gives me normal, actually. Fuck!
No, it's with your inspiration, I basically allow it as a reroll, so that's fine. It's okay.
So it gets...
You can roll twice.
Okay.
Because normally I'll allow you to roll advantage. Twice in this situation. Because you're using your inspiration.
Okay. 19.
thank you. Sorry. I never thought in Bellum I'd hear those words again.
Yeah, well, doesn't matter. Look, I'm going to help you because I feel like I should, and that I feel like I owe that to you, but just don't hurt me, okay? I have things I need to do, please. And Rob will, very scared, start to make his way forward, and
I, in my job, in my family's doomed existence, we do this. We keep these creatures and these plants from overrunning our world, our plane, for the living. It hurts, Raoul. And you're alive. I don't know if this will kill you or not. And I'm not sure I care. But
Liliana, I have no the fuck idea what's going on here. I have no idea about magic and what you're doing. I have quite a fucked up, quote-unquote, family situation myself that kind of ruins my day from time to time. So I'm willing to help you out. Okay. But just know that I don't know what the fuck is going on. It sounds like you're doing good things, though. Thank you.
I strangely understand that. There are stories, of course, about my family and what we must do. Some of us must do. Being here, feeling all this rot coursing through my soul. Never expected this. I was never a magic user. I was just living my life as a politician. That was it. And their name. Their name. If you take my place, you're alive. It might kill you. It might not. But no matter what, I will be able to help you with the thing that you need. You need bones. Oh, you need bones, and I know what ones you need. And I can get them.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
This is just a risk. And you see her kind of like the vines kind of like lower her to the ground. And you see those purple and blue lights that were kind of circling around you. They kind of just, I guess, station themselves like either side of her, just slightly back, like they're protectors or guards or advisors. You're not entirely sure. With her feet on the ground, she says, "This could kill you. It might not. You could reset everything for me and I could be free. I don't understand this either. But I will get you your bones. And if this kills you, I can see the marks on you. You're not destined to stay dead in Bellum or Cicero or any of that, are you?
No.
You'll be something else.
Yeah. If that
are you
happens...
scared of death?
No more than anyone else is at the moment, I think. With what's coming, it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to do what I can to stop this. That's it. And I feel bad for you.
I feel bad for me too.
Yeah. It sucks. But it sounds like I need to help, so I'll do what I can. Let me tell everyone what's going on, and then I'll help.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was clearly kind of very scared.
She kind of like twists her head and she kind of watches as you go. The two bioluminescent lights, they just continue to hover behind her. And you see that as she kind of like watches you go, she turns and she kind of looks at the portal, which is again just flashing in and out of existence in time with a heartbeat.
Well, we're getting closer to everyone having done their tasks, I guess. Yeah, thank you all so much for listening. I want to say thank you to Cerulean Fox, who's one of our newer patrons, so thank you so much for supporting us. And if you're also interested, you can find a lot of the art that Kessa produces during our Patreon AMAs as displates. Yep, if you go to Displate, if you search for Blighthouse Studio, you'll find some of the incredible art that Kesha's put together for not only the Lucky Die, but also for Counterbalance and also for the Sprouting. It's really cool, and there's usually some sort of office running. So, yeah, if you want metal posters of our cool stuff, Displate's the place to go. You're about to hear an ad for Dungeons and Drimbus. Enjoy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Were you accused of a murder enacted by supernatural forces beyond your control?
Yeah.
Are you seeking a multi-figure gold settlement for damages to your business?
Yes.
Are you a young entrepreneur seeking justice for the murder of a family member that would be here if you were better at your job?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Thomas Phelps. I am the attorney, along with my assistants, of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher, and we want to help you get justice.
Our expert legal services are available for a modest fee. But not too modest, I got a family to feed.
As a bot, I don't eat, but I do have a hunger. A hunger for justice.
And that hunger drives us to work for you, future client. From investigation to sentencing, we've got you covered for everything from public urination.
Oh, yeah.
To murder in varying degrees.
Don't look at me.
The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher care about families. That's why they work quickly to help get this daddy off. I was blown away.
My business was in trouble after an unfortunate case of property damage. But the attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher helped set things right with a hefty gold settlement.
So come on down to the law offices of Phelps, Oz, Mogbile, and Felcher,
located in the old Biscayne Boys building.
In Eastern Orgea.
Just follow the podcast highway signs for Dungeons and Drimbus and take the Season 3 exit. The attorneys of Phelps, Oz, Mogbio, and Felcher are not responsible nor liable for any of the following that may be incurred while working on your case. Sudden death, loss of limb, heartbreak, the use of magic to secure evidence, the wrath of an interdimensional being, urinary bladder infections, nausea, depression, the sudden desire to remove one's clothing, the illicit romance of a will-they-won't-they workplace scenario, or a complete and utter disregard for the natural laws of space and time.
Join your favorite fantasy attorneys for their next case. Dungeons and Drimbus publishes every Friday, wherever podcasts are found.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.